is head coach Brendan Sonny. That was a workmanlike, efficient, well-done job of defending and playing so well and keeping them at bay. At times I thought you had suffocated them, a team that has that kind of speed and offensive capability, and you were able to keep them really right off their game, I thought, for the most part tonight. Oh, why isn't that working? Oh.
It's on.
Well, no, it's flashing, so I don't know. Maybe we've got ourselves a bad mic. Here we go. Flip it over. Here we go. Flip that on.
Do we disinfect this or what?
Oh!
Well, it's just safety first.
I agree. Your thoughts?
I thought Volatovsky, Parr, and Calvert were tasked with playing against McKenna and Weisbot McKenzie for most of the night, I would say, probably 90% or more. And I thought they just did a phenomenal job. They stayed above, forced them to have to come through numbers all the time, which is difficult. And, Chuck and Seeps and Molly and Dog did a really good job as well. So I just thought they took that challenge and did really well with it.
All your skaters, though, I think, contributed pretty well to that. A guy like John Babcock may have had his best game, in my mind, as a Blade tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. I think he's gotten better and better. I always say it takes 4 to 6 weeks. You guys are doing this. As I always say, when guys get acquired, it takes 4 to 6 weeks to get up to speed. I think he's getting into that range now, so he's comfortable with systems, can just go play without thinking of where I need to be, what I need to do. I thought in general we did a good job of limiting scoring opportunities against.
Just with the start tonight, it seems like you guys came out with some sort of like swagger, kind of that cocky, confident line. Would you agree with that, just how good the start was tonight?
I definitely liked our start. It felt really like Blades like tonight. We talked about all week. We just really felt like we owed it to the fans to play Blades hockey. We did. This is our house. We know that people spend their time and cheer us on and come and support us. And we just weren't happy with what we gave back. And we think that people have fallen in love with us because of our courage and our heart. And that's what we wanted to bring. And I definitely thought we brought that.
I think people really get how good Trevor Wong is. I mean, he leads the WHL in assists by 10. He's got hopefully going to get it to 100 points this year. But just how valuable is he as a kid, and just, I mean, all the little things he does throughout the game where, I mean, fans might not see, but you guys as coaches do.
Yeah, I don't know why you said that, but.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Trevor is, really smart, really competitive, and really fast. And so, like, as a coach, you trust him in any situation. You know on the power play what he's going to do. You know 5-on-5 what he's going to do. You know on the penalty kill what he's going to do. And, gaining a coach's trust is not easy. And he did it very quickly when we acquired him 2.5 years ago. And since then, he's just blossomed. And I think he's just taken a step every year he's been here.
Keeping your discipline, I thought, was so big tonight. You finally did take a penalty again in the third period, but you had the 4 power play chances and 3 back-to-back-to-back in the second. Unfortunately, weren't able to connect. Got the key goal, I think, from Sidorov to give you a little bit of a cushion, but you managed to, as soon as the 3 back-to-back happened, Adam and I were looking at each other and going, okay, so when does Medicine Hat get their chances? And it didn't happen until late in the third period.
Yeah, discipline was a big key for us. I think that their power play is extremely dangerous. I think it's to be feared. I think they create a lot on their power plays, so just stay off it by, moving your feet instead of hooking, holding, and doing all that stuff.
Austin Elliott in goal, I think, is, again, another game. It's too bad he lost the shutout here tonight, but he made some saves in the second period where there was redirects in front, and he was dragging the pads along the ice and making saves on the redirects because that puck was changing directions radically towards corners away from where he was moving, and he was still able to make stops. And I think he's just got himself back some confidence now in the last couple of games.
Yeah, I know you want me to talk about Oz, And now I want to talk about the redirects, because as you're bringing this up, if you're a hockey fan and you have been for a long time, you know that the game has changed drastically over 20 years. And the high tips and those tip plays, that has evolved. It started with the Sedins doing that midway through their career. It wasn't early. And now if you watch NHL games, all NHL teams are doing that, where it's, you know, wide shots to tips and second sticks and things like that. And Medicine Hat does it really, really well. And you have to be sharp as a goalie, because it's going one way and then it just sneaks the other way. And moving laterally, it doesn't help either. So, I thought he did a good job on those to stay square. And I want to drone on about the evolution of hockey for about 20 minutes, but I won't. But those are not easy saves to make.
No, absolutely. Tomorrow night's a big night. It's going to be an interesting night. It's going to be a celebration type of night, with Frank Banham having his number and his name lifted up into the rafters. I had a chance to speak with Frank, because I know he's been in town here for the last day or so.
Yeah, he came and did the starters with his boys tonight. Just thrilled. I love alumni stuff. I love alumni coming back. I think it is such a beautiful part of junior hockey that it doesn't have that business feel where it's just, okay, you're traded and we never talk about you again or see you again. I love the idea that this is a place for young men to grow into hockey players and into adults. And the fact that they can come back years later and still be welcomed is a beautiful thing. I'm really excited for Frank to have his jersey raised, and I'm thrilled that he came and got us going tonight.
Good. Brennan, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow night against Edmonton on Frank Banham Jersey Retirement Night.
Thank you.
Head coach Brennan Sonny joining us here.